With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. The grand court trial of a local business owner ended Wednesday with a guilty plea and a $500 cost order to the Crown. Radio KMAN's Debbie Ebanks has more on the case against Christopher White.
Christopher White had been charged with procuring a breach of trust in connection with a high-profile Department of Vehicle and Driver's Licensing case. The trial was set to begin on Wednesday after jury selection, but the defense requested a Goodyear direction, asking the judge to indicate the maximum sentence if a guilty plea were entered. The case centered on Mr. White contacting former DVDL employee Mark Chin, now serving a prison sentence, to obtain information about customers who pumped fuel at his Walker's Road gas station and left without paying. He admitted contacting Mr. Chin on 44 separate occasions, telling investigators he did so only after repeated attempts to get help from police. Both the Crown and the defense agreed he acted improperly, but without malicious intent, personal financial gain, or any attempt to defraud the government. The court accepted he was acting as a victim of wrongdoing, trying to protect his business. After Justice the Honorable Emma Peters indicated that the maximum sentence would be a 12-month conditional discharge, Mr. White entered a guilty plea. The judge noted his strong reputation in the community and the difficulty in selecting a jury because many prospective juries already knew him favorably. Mr. White will need to pay $500 to the Crown for cost and stay out of trouble for a year. Chevy Ebanks, Radio KMAN News.
Following his guilty plea, Mr. White will be subject to a 12-month conditional discharge, after which no conviction will be recorded.
Existing surveillance and response measures remain in place to support early detection and protect public health.
An outbreak of Ebola in Africa has local health officials boosting surveillance measures. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hillary Wolf tells Radio KMAN starting today, you can expect enhanced screening and surveillance for select incoming flights at Oraya. Measures will include increased monitoring of travelers arriving from affected areas, coordination with airport and border control partners, and, quote, targeted health questionnaires for folks who recently traveled from countries affected by Ebola outbreaks.
While the current risk to the Cayman Islands remains low, the Ministry and Public Health Department continue to monitor the situation closely in collaboration with CARFA and international public health partners. The Ministry and Public Health Department will continue to assess the situation in collaboration with regional and international public health partners, and response measures will be adjusted as necessary based on evolving public health risk assessment.
Ebola is a severe viral illness spread through direct contact with bodily fluids. The World Health Organization recently declared an Ebola virus disease outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda as a public health emergency of international concern. And remuneration for statutory authorities and government-owned companies and specific boards are discussed in Parliament.
The Office of the Deputy Governor continues to work with ministries, portfolios, and public bodies to bring remuneration arrangements into alignment with the approved framework as appointments are renewed and reviews are completed.
Deputy Governor, the Honorable Franz Manderson, was asked if all SAGCs are currently in, quote, full compliance with the governance on remuneration of members of public bodies policy. And the answer was no.
However, Mr. Speaker, I want to make this clear. This does not represent non-compliance. When the policy was introduced, a transitional arrangement was adopted so that existing board members could remain on their current remuneration term until new appointments or reappointments are made, a board requests a review, or the Deputy Governor determines that a review is needed.
That means some boards are still operating under previous remuneration arrangements while they transition to the updated framework.
Since the introduction of the guidance policy in 2023, recommendations have been provided to the following SAGCs: the Cayman Islands Museum, the Cayman Islands Health Services Authority, the National Drug Council, and the Water Authority.
The deputy governor says the SAGCs currently under review are the National Roads Authority and the Cayman Turtle Conservation Education Center. In addition to SAGCs, recommendations have also been issued for 14 other public bodies, with a further 5 currently under review. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Kirstie Fuller.
BBC News with Ron Brown. The Philippines Justice Department has ordered the arrest of a senator wanted by the International Criminal Court. Ronald De La Rosa, a former national police chief, is accused of co-conspiring to kill 32 drug users. He disappeared last week following a shooting incident inside the Senate. BBC News.